Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Well, they have a bank of microphones set up in Nashville for the authorities to talk about the mass shooting at a Nashville school today. Three kids, three adults killed, the shooter eventually murdered by police, and they're supposed to have a news conference very soon to give us the details, but it hasn't started yet.
We have a name. The shooter is Audrey Hale, 28 years old. There's not much else that's come out in this last hour, but that is the name of the woman that went to the school and opened fire. Two assault rifles and a handgun she was carrying. She is from Nashville. She once attended the school. An online profile listed her as working in commercial illustration and graphic design. Doesn't sound like the type of job.
That a very rare adult female walking into a school and shooting kids. Almost unheard of. And more fascinated than usual about what went into this woman's head.
I guess so. It's terrible that these things happen enough now that most people are kind of like, oh, well, I'm not going to devote their whole day listening to details on it. Sadly, that's just the way it is now.
Well, guys are nasty, violent brutes by their nature. Women, that rarely happens.
Yeah, as you said, the story is that she is supposedly the fifth female mass shooter in United States history. But some of the ones you read last hour didn't sound like mass shootings to me.
No, they weren't. I mean, that was a Daily Mail headline, and they exaggerated because one of them was killed two students.
1979, this Brenda Spencer was 16, opened fire at Cleveland Elementary School in San Diego, killed two, injured eight. Well, that's a mass shooting.
Yeah, and that's the only one, I think, out of the five examples they gave that would truly fit a mass shooting definition.
The Violence Project database, they may be a little biased, but they say women make up 2% of mass shooters around the country, historically speaking.
So yeah.
That would tell you how rare this is.
But one at a school, I mean, they'll count mass shootings like, you know, if a fight, gunshots break out at a party, or if there's a shooting within
a
family.
They do that, yes.
Which is a different category. That. But especially, it's not a classmate killing other classmates. This is a woman coming from the outside at the age of 28 and has a regular normal job too.
Well, I forgot about the YouTube gunman, the woman. Nassim Agdam. This happened in 2018. She stormed the YouTube headquarters near San Francisco after police said she had become disgruntled with the video platform. She did wound three people before she killed herself, so I guess that qualifies.
That qualifies.
Right.
But this woman, I think, has a death toll that nobody else has come near. I mean, she's got six dead.
Right. And they're counting. Oh, my gosh. I was like looking at this and going, wait a minute. Remember the San Bernardino terrorist shooters?
Yeah.
2015, Tashim Malik and her husband, Sayyid Farouk. They're counting them because.
I was a husband and wife team.
Yeah. They killed 14 and wounded another 17 in 2015. So, yeah, she probably carried out some of the shooting, too. So they would count that. In 2006, Jennifer San Marco gunned down six postal workers at a sorting facility in Goleta, California, where she once worked. Earlier that day, she had shot dead a former neighbor. Well, that's definitely one, but it tells you just how really, really. And the fact that she's 28 is also kind of weird because. In the confusion this morning, everyone thought it was a student. Now, this is a preschool to sixth grade school, so it would have been a young student, but that's what thinking was. A student came to school with a gun.
It's not somebody killing her classmates or her teachers. This is somebody who, if she went to that school, it only goes to sixth grade. Mm-hmm. So you're what, 12?
So she about 12 years old, I think.
Yeah, yeah. She hadn't been there in 16 years.
Right.
A heck of a grudge.
That's, I know. She's got a job in graphic design and, clearly they'll look at social media. That often provides clues as to what they're angry about.
I mean, you're killing kids who weren't even born when you were there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they still just have the microphone sitting there. They're probably still waiting for some of the people who were supposed to come to
We're hearing speak. Possibly 5 minutes this news conference will happen.
All right.
Why don't we take an early break then so we can just pick it up when it begins and we'll come back. And we're expecting to join this news conference in Nashville, Tennessee about the school shooting that was carried out this morning by a 28-year-old woman who apparently did at some point in her life attend this preschool through sixth grade school, a Christian elementary school. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, "We are going to give women meaningful beauty." And I said, "That's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life."
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you, something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Okay, we're going now to that news conference in Nashville, Tennessee.
Well, thank you, Don. Laura and I want to express our grief and our city's grief on this unexpected day, this worst day. But let us love each other and support each other, and hug each other, and pray for each other, and pray for our families. But also let us praise our first responders. 14 minutes, I believe under fire, running to gunfire. And then I want to thank the seamless response for federal and state authorities from our police and fire department. So this morning, I was in Boston to see my own son's sporting event, and now I am overwhelmed at the thought of the loss of these families, of the future lost by these children and their families. And the leading cause of kids' death now is guns and gunfire, and that is unacceptable. But I want to thank the fast response of our officers. Guns are quick. They don't give you much time. So even in a remarkably fast response, there was not enough time. And those guns stole precious lives from us today in Nashville. And in this dark hour, let us support each other. Let us go and hug our children a little bit closer tonight. And thank you all for being here, and I want to ask Chief Drake to come and give us an update.
Thank you, Mayor Cooper. Again, thank you all for being here. Just an update from today's press conference. We've identified the shooter as Audrey Hale, a 28-year-old female that lived in the Nashville area. We have investigations ongoing now at the residence on Brightwood Avenue. And we have made contact with the father that lived at that residence and are putting together more information. We've also determined there were maps drawn of the school in detail of surveillance, entry points, etc. We know and believe that entry was gained through shooting through one of the doors is how they actually got into the school. I want to take the time to at least say, and I won't say the victims' names, I'll let Don say that, but out of the six victims, three adults, three of those were children. Two of them were age 9. One was 8, about to be 9. All the families have been contacted. The victims' families have been contacted as well. My thoughts and prayers go out to the family. When we send our kids to school or to any place of safety, we expect them to live, learn, have fun, and come back from that day's experience. We don't anticipate things like this. And I want to say thank you to our partners, to Chief Swan, to Glenn Funk, to our mayor for his support, to our federal partners. But also I want to say thank you to our first responders who got there and immediately went in and addressed the threat of someone that had multiple rounds of ammunition, prepared for a confrontation with law enforcement, prepared to do more harm than was actually done, and we were able to stop the threat and unfortunately six victims. So my thoughts and prayers again, but the praise go to the men and women. As I've said before, we will not wait. I was hoping this day would never ever come here in this city, but we would never wait to make entry and to go in and to stop a threat, especially when it deals with our children. So thank you. They're not. Just me. They're not saying anything.
I'm going to go over the victims' names with you now. The 3 9-year-olds who were killed, Evelyn Dickhouse, William Kenny, Hallie Scruggs. 3 adults, Mike Hill, a custodian, age 61, Cynthia Peak, to my understanding, a substitute teacher, age 61, and Catherine Kuntz, age 60. As Chief Drake said, we have identified the active shooter as Audrey Elizabeth Hale, age 28. We'll take just a few questions if you have any.
Don, do we believe that she was a former student at the school?
Yes, we do. Chief, you want to address that?
Yes, from our investigations tell us that she was a former student at the school. I don't know what grade she's attended or grades, but we do firmly believe she was a student there.
Did she identify as transgender?
She does identify as transgender, yes.
Is there any reason to believe the shooter first went to the church before going to the school?
I can't give you that information. We know that the minute the calls came in, we responded to the church, so to the school. So it was 5 officers that immediately went in and addressed. We have video that we're going to release, but you can see in the video, you can hear gunfire going on as they're in the school. They address the threat and take that threat down.
Chief, what do we know about her weapons?
So we know there were 2 AR-style weapons, one a rifle, another was an AR-style pistol, and the other was a handgun. We believe 2 of those may have been obtained legally, locally here.
Can you confirm that one of the adult victims, Catherine,
was what?
The
there was some, I don't know her exact capacity within the school, but it was higher up in the echelon.
And were any of the children related to any of the contacts?
Unsure. I believe one may have been, but I can't confirm that.
Did the shooter have any criminal history?
No history at all.
And no motive at this point? Anything discovered in the apartment or house?
No, we have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place. There's right now a theory of that we may be able to talk about later, but it's not confirmed, and so we'll put that out as soon as we can.
Is there any reason to believe that how she identifies?
I'm sorry, I knocked someone's mic over. I didn't hear you say that again, sir.
Is there any reason to believe that how she identifies has any motive for targeting the school?
We can give you that at a later time. There is some theory to that. We're investigating all the leads, and once we know exactly, we'll let you know.
So was this a targeted attack?
It was.
Do we know about a history of mental illness? Man or woman?
Don't know any history of mental illness at this time, but we are looking at that as the investigation is ongoing, and I'm sorry.
Did she identify as a transgender man or woman?
Woman. It was the only school that was targeted. There was another location that was mentioned, but because of a threat assessment by the suspect, too much security, they decided not to. And that area was here in Nashville, so we're continuing with that investigation as well. Right now, we believe it's a lone assailant, and we don't anticipate any further damage at this time, but we're still investigating.
Does Wrightwood address? She lived there with her parents?
Or? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
So the scene is going to be processed throughout the night, probably into tomorrow. This is an extensive scene. As you know, she entered the building, which is one structure. The church and the school are in one building. She entered on the lower floor. There were shots fired on the lower floor before she went to the upper level. And it was on the upper level where she was confronted by police and killed. So understand the scene processing will take place over at least 2 days, today and tomorrow. And we'll have more details for you, including the release of video, perhaps tonight, but if not tonight, certainly tomorrow. Thank you.
To your question, I saw tonight.
We're going to pull out of this now. John and Ken show here on KFI. Well, there was a new twist, wasn't there, to the story of the mass shooting that took place this morning in Nashville, Tennessee.
Kind of explains a lot.
At a church school called the Covenant School, where 6 adults and 3 children were killed. We have learned the names of those who were murdered. It includes 2 9-year-olds and an 8-year-old. And then we've also learned that 3 adults who were killed were all about 60, including, it says here, Catherine Kuntz, the head of the school, was shot to death by this person who, what we learned that was a bit of a jaw-dropper.
That's right, get to it.
Is that Audrey Hale, the shooter, was once known as Aiden.
Yeah.
Although I looked that part up, but you heard the police chief there confirm that the shooter is trans.
The guy, it was a woman who had transitioned from being a guy.
That's
so
correct.
He went to school when he was male. Because this whole story reeked of male energy, male violence. That's what we were talking about, that it was really hard to think of an adult woman who went into a school and shot up little kids. Just doesn't happen. I couldn't find an instance where an adult female walked in and shot up little kids that, you know, she's not related to.
Yeah,
and because you've got the male aggression that's working here.
We don't know what transition this was in terms of let's be blunt, parts, genitalia. Don't know.
Well, yeah, and
people can identify as trans whether they have, you know, their original male parts or they do not.
And the hormones have a lot to do with it. Testosterone has everything to do with violence and aggression. So you don't know any of that stuff.
But, apparently people are busy on Twitter. There's a picture of the current Audrey Hale. Looks like a female. And then underneath that is supposedly a picture of pre-transition Audrey. And some people are saying that the name was Aiden. It's kind of a clean-cut guy with glasses wearing a jacket and a hat. I don't know what year the picture was taken. They did confirm that the shooter did go to that school. Now, 28 years old, that would be a while ago since it only goes through 12th grade. But the motive is still not known, although you heard the police chief say in no uncertain terms that there's going to be more coming out, because a reporter did ask, did their gender identity, trans, have anything to do with the motive behind this? And apparently he seemed to hint that it does.
Yeah, I would imagine it does. And there's he also talked about a manifesto too. So I think there's writings.
Right.
And I think it's somebody who is severely disturbed.
But,
it's just extremely.
Lived with their parents. You heard the police chief say too, they went to the home and they found maps that were drawn of the school details to figure out, I guess, how Audrey Hale could enter the school. And she did shoot through a door.
Again, very aggressive behavior. shot her way into the school, basically. That's a lot of anger inside.
Yeah, and you know, there's a couple of people posting on Twitter that Tennessee has passed some laws dealing with medical transitioning of minors and drag performances. Now, whether or not that motivated this person to do this, we do not know. But Tennessee being a state in the South, this being a Christian school, I don't know. I don't know. We can put all that all together. Yeah, we're going to have to learn a lot more. But certainly, as the police chief said, there may be a connection to this person's identity as trans to what happened in Tennessee with... Says here, when officers arrived, they heard gunshots on the second floor. Members of a five-person team saw the woman firing. Two members of the team opened fire, killing her.
Right. That's how you do it. You don't do the Uvalde stand around in the hallway and check your phone for 2 hours method.
No. Nobody barricades himself in a room. You get in there.
Yeah, you go in there. That's your job. If
I don't care if you think there's no one else in there. You go in there. We're not going to go through that again.
All right.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And the big news, as you may have heard, is a school shooting in Nashville. 6 dead, 3 kids, 3 adults. And the shooter was killed as well by police and turns out to be a transgender, a man who transitioned to becoming a woman.
Audrey Hale, 28, is how they now identify themselves. I don't know whether they're non-binary or... Anyway, right. We understand the name used to be Aiden, and at some point identify now as a woman. Whether or not there was a surgical transition, we do not know.
Well,
but this is all, and the police chief confirmed it. This was carried out by someone who is a transgender.
Yeah, because nobody could remember the last time a woman, an adult woman, walked into a school of children and started killing them. That is definitely a male move, historically, statistically. But this gives an explanation.
Yeah. Did he give you the Daily Beast story? Because I cannot get to it. Do you have it?
No. Is it something he printed out?
The head of the title is Nashville school shooter identified as quiet former student who, quote, had a manifesto. So there might be some interesting tidbits in it, but I got a paywall, so I can't get to it right now.
I don't have a paywall. Okay. Let me see. The suspect accused, identified as a quiet 28-year-old former art student who once attended the church-based school, Audrey Elizabeth Hale, initially described as a 28-year-old white woman. Social media profiles under Hale's name listed he, him pronouns. All right. No. So a 28-year-old white woman with he, him pronouns. All right. They said he was transgender. Hale had detailed maps drawn up of the school, including its surveillance and entry points, as well as a manifesto and some writings that pertain to this date, to this incident. A LinkedIn,
to this date?
Yeah. I guess there was a plan here.
March 27th.
Yeah.
Date.
Yeah.
Okay.
So probably had maps on how to get in, how to get out. A LinkedIn profile says Hale started a freelance illustration and graphic design business after attending and working for Nasi College of Art in Madison, Tennessee. At Nasi, Hale won an award for most improved in 2015. Hmm. Hours after the shooting, police searched a home 3 miles away. A neighbor, who's a family friend of the Hales, said the ATF told her that they were there to see what was going on next door. I do know Audrey. I've known her since she was a baby. I had just gotten out of the shower and all this started happening. I didn't know anything more than that. Ask if there are any warning signs about Hale. The neighbor, Sandy Durham, responded, never. She was very sweet. I don't know what happened. It's very scary. The Hales were, let me see. Hale was a normal, nice person, maybe a little quiet.
Hmm. I wanted to get more on the manifesto part to see what the manifesto's about, but nothing really detailing that part, huh?
No. A neighbor told the Daily
Beast. That obviously gives a clue to motive. Anybody who writes a manifesto is serious about something.
A neighbor told the Daily Beast they heard a huge boom as police entered the family's home. Huge boom shook the house. Then undercover police and ambulances and fire trucks blocked the street. Let me see here. No, nothing about the manifesto. Other than that there is one, but no details on what's in it.
People are disseminating pictures of the shooter. Looks like a graduation. Might be there with his mother. It's a male, obviously, in the picture. Another family photo. But don't have any details in the timeline. That could explain one thing. You go back and shoot up a school, 15 years after you attended it? Because if it only goes to age 12 and this person's 28, there may be some other issues going on for why they decided to choose the school to kill people. And we understand that the head of the school was killed.
I mean, it's obvious.
Could it be that they had some sort of teachings that did not jive with this person's
transgender?
Their transgender status.
Everybody goes through like troubled times, especially in their teenage years. Now, this school only goes to sixth grade, which is 12 years old. But if she was always confused about her gender, even as a child, I mean, who knows what kind of anger and resentment or mistreatment she felt she had. either from the school or from the students at the time. Maybe it's a long burrowed grievance.
Or did something pop up recently dealing with a topic that ticked her off?
Right.
Which could be a topic along the lines of transgenderism or not. But there has to be some kind of connection for picking a place that you may have not been to in years. And we don't know that either, whether there was any other kind of encounters between the shooter and that school since the time the shooter attended the school. But, yeah, and again, two nine-year-olds and a child who was about to turn age nine were killed. Evelyn Dekouse, Haley Scruggs, and William Kinney. And then three faculty members killed, Cynthia Peake and Mike Hill, 61, and then the head of the school, Catherine Kuntz, age 60, was the sixth victim of the shooter. So what's going to happen now is it's going to be, because I'll repeat it, the police chief implied that there is information coming out dealing with this shooter and perhaps their trans background that could have explained motive here. Kuntz joined the school as headmistress in 2016, so probably would not have been at the school when this shooter was a student there. Probably not, no.
No, it would have been 16 years ago for the shooter. So it was back to 2007.
Yeah.
Because that would have been sixth grade.
Right. No.
12 years old, roughly.
This woman joined the school as headmistress in 2016. So, all right. Well, we'll keep an eye on the story. If you learn anything else, we'll let you know. Are they going to make a new category of mass shooters by, you know, male, female, trans, non-binary?
I think we have a new category here.
Weird,
you know. it just, I don't know, the just hearing it all day that it was a 20-year-old woman, it just didn't seem right to me.
Well, it doesn't fit the profile.
No, right. No, and the profile
clearly right away that jumps out at you. It doesn't fit the profile.
Right. So so what's the story here? Why would a woman go and shoot innocent children? That's just against a woman's nature. Sometimes, you know, mothers going through postpartum situations, severe mental illness, freak out and kill their own kids. But killing somebody else's kids, wow, that's extremely rare.
All right, John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. Well, I don't know about you, but like, I never liked being told, oh, wow, you look so good for your age. Like, why even bother saying that? Why don't you just say you look great at any age, every age? That's what Meaningful Beauty is all about. We create products that make you feel confident in your skin at the age you are now.
Meaningful Beauty. Beautiful skin at every age. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Where you can hear the entire show. We're on from 1 to 4, but if you can't pick it up live, you can hear it all. Just after 4 o'clock, the podcast will be posted at KFIAM640.com. Also, the handy iHeartRadio app. We'll continue to keep an eye on the story out of Tennessee, the shooting this morning that took the lives of 6 people, 3 students, 3 teachers, before the gunman was shot dead by police at this Christian school in Nashville called Covenant. The shooter, we now know, is transgender. A person that transitioned from a male to female. Audrey Hale is the name this person's now known by. We don't have a lot more than that in terms of motive, but the police chief again implied that may have something to do with the motive behind the shooting. Now, why they chose this school, and we learned that there might be a manifesto, and there might be this date was picked by the shooter. But all of this, I imagine they're still looking through social media for this person, because most people that age are somewhere on social media. And maybe there are some things up there that could give clues as to what would cause you to go and shoot up a church school. Just really bizarre. Coming up after 3 o'clock, we will be talking to Blake Trolley, KFI News. He went to Echo Park Lake to report on the fence being taken down around the big park, where for the last couple of years, people have been able to enjoy it vagrant-free. But we don't know if that's going to last now, because a city council member decided it's coming down, trying to convince people that that's one of the reasons they voted for me. They want the fence down, which is nonsense. But we'll see what Blake learned. I think he spoke to some people who frequent the park, live in the area. That'll come up after the news at 3 o'clock. You know, we were just saying that this mass shooting, originally we were thinking a female. That sort of defies the profile. I would say, John, trans also defies the profile.
That would be a first as far as I can remember, as far as I've read, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how would you like to also defy the profile? Because a Los Angeles Chargers defensive lineman by the name of Sebastian Joseph Day, who is 6'4" and almost 300 pounds, says he was sexually assaulted at the airport. He's accusing TSA agents at John Wayne Airport in Orange County. And he used the term sexually assaulted.
Did he get the crotch pat down a little too aggressive?
We don't have any details. He put out, I really just got sexually assaulted by TSA at John Wayne Air. After I asked the gentleman to please stop because I'm uncomfortable and I feel that this part of the check is unnecessary. Quote, he wrote in parentheses, John, after he felt what was needed. So I'm guessing he got fondled over the clothes is what he's saying. That's a claim of sexual assault.
I've always thought it's a sexual assault, and I've always thought some of the TSA agents got into it.
And I know that, they're supposed to pat you down. They're not supposed to grab you or linger.
I mean, don't you think 15 minutes of a pat-down is a little much?
They then told me I was the problem after 3 TSA agents swarmed me. I'm all for people doing their job well, but it was extremely unnecessary and dehumanizing. I travel a lot for personal and work reasons. I've never experienced anything like this.
Was female agents or male agents?
Yeah, it doesn't say. Well, you're supposed to have male agents. That's kind of how they do it. They don't cross genders with the,
who knows what they were identifying as that day.
Now in today's non-binary world, I don't know what happens when
that's a whole different category.
If you identify as non-binary, because you actually have it on a California license, you know that. So
right, but that means you
don't pat you down.
You don't identify as female or male.
Maybe you get to pick, I guess. I don't know who.
No, you're neutral.
But I mean, if you have to be patted down, maybe you get to pick.
I see.
Who
oh.
does it? Or maybe you ask for a non-binary TSA agent.
I don't know.
I
don't think there's any reason for a pat down anymore. They have all those cancer-causing scans that they run through your body. I mean, what else do you need?
Oh, but every now and then, actually, I don't go through that one because I have pre-check, so I go through the metal detector.
Yeah.
But there's a setting that grabs every whatever person that has to go through the scanner. Well, the problem is, John, the scanner, the guy looking at the scanner thinks that there's something's not right. That's where the pat-down comes in.
Something's not right.
The person at the scanner can't figure something out and thinks it might be...
Your package is a little too big, buddy. We gotta look into this.
And,
you seem to be really gifted.
He also complained that when he tried to file a complaint, they put him through hoops to do so. So I'm not sharing this on Twitter for sympathy. I'm sharing this for... Yeah. So this group of gentlemen and staff aren't allowed to do this ever again to another human being.
Most people are intimidated by those TSA agents because you don't want to end up on some federal do not fly list or end up
you
getting
don't
arrested.
Be put in custody.
Right.
Or...
But this guy is a gigantic, he's a huge football player. He's probably not afraid
6'4",
of very much.
295 pounds. So.
Yeah, you can't scare this guy.
All right. When we return, our guest will be Blake Trolley, KFI News. They have begun dismantling the fence at Echo Park Lake a couple of years ago. There was a couple of hundred people camped in there. The councilman for the district decided it was time to take the fence down. We have a new councilman, Hugo Soto Martinez, who wants to take the fence down. The fence apparently has done a pretty good job of keeping the park very enjoyable for folks. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, live in the 24-hour KFI Newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.